When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
People who performed special favors in school or in the workplace to get ahead, what was it for? And what are things like now? We ran into my boss at a swingers bar, PS their hit and miss. He tried to duck away, but me and my husband had already seen him. We ran over and said hello to him and his wife, joked a bit fancy seeing you here, etc. As we chatted, my husband gave me the nod to take things further, so I got closer to him, getting a little handsy and started flirting. Then, we went back to his house, husband and his wife in tow. Don't worry. Anyway, it wasn't to get ahead intentionally. I think he's cute. He's keeping in shape for 45, which some dudes just say screw it all. I had thought about it before. This was my first real gig, and the whole banging the boss thing was attractive. My husband already said I could do it whenever if he was up for it. I chickened out a few times before this to try though, didn't know how it would go. I also didn't know he was a swinger slash in an open relationship. Anyway, turns out he likes to do stuff in his back door, if you know what I mean. So, his wife strapped up and went behind him while he was behind me. My husband wasn't feeling it, so it was only the three of us and we had a lot of fun. We talked over lunch on Monday that it can't happen again. It never happened, and we can never talk about it. Until the holiday party 3 weeks later when we all went back to our place this time. It had been a few years on and off. Sometimes we sneak away at lunch. Sometimes we get together on the weekend. My hubby and his wife hit it off well too. One time I was with my boss in his office, kneeling down and giving him a blowy when someone came in and I had to hide under his desk. Fortunately, it was only a few minutes. I genuinely felt like I was in a corn movie. I'd like to say it didn't affect any decisions, and I don't take advantage of it at all, but I think he definitely has my back more now, no pun intended. I've been promoted, given more training opportunities, compared to others. At the same time, I asked for more training, more opportunities, and the promotion was within my timeline, but I did get picked over Becca. But Becca's a bitch who ruins everyone's day anyway. I guess I did get special treatment because I did get Becca moved, so she wasn't near me anymore. Story 2. During my senior year of high school, our Spanish class took a 2-week trip to Mexico. The first week was dedicated to actual learning, but the second week in Acapulco was more about learning in a very loose sense. Our teacher, who was in her mid-20s, came along to supervise us, but things took a turn I didn't expect. One night, a group of us decided to sneak out to a club. While we were there, I stepped away to use the bathroom, and as I was coming out, I bumped into her. We were both clearly hammered. Thinking only about covering my own tracks, I jokingly said, "If you don't tell, I won't tell." Instead of laughing it off, she started crying, going on about how her life was over. At the time, I didn't understand it, but now I realize she was just an emotional drunk. Anyway, we went out back so she could calm down. Somehow, she ended up giving me a hand J, and at that point all thoughts went out the window. We banged by the dumpster of essentially a Pedro O'Horny S. That was the second of 5 nights there. We had 3 more times. On the last night of the trip, she had a moment of clarity, saying, "We can't do this anymore." I told her I understood and reassured her I wouldn't cause any trouble. At the time, I thought of it as just a fling between 2 consenting adults. Honestly, though, she was a generous lover. Without getting into details, those were some of the most unforgettable experiences I've had. What left a bad taste in my mouth was what happened when we got back. As soon as we got off the plane, she ran up to her fiancé, hugging him like nothing had happened. It was a strange contrast to how she'd acted during the trip. For the rest of the school year, I noticed that no matter what assignment I turned in, I always got 100%. I wasn't going to argue, but it was clear she felt some level of guilt or obligation. Years later, after I finished college, I ran into her again. We got to talking, and she casually mentioned that I still held the record for the worst written Spanish paper in her class. Apparently, I had copy-pasted the whole thing from Google Translate, but she'd still given me a perfect score. She tried to rekindle things a couple of times after that encounter, but I never took her up on it. Looking back, she struck me as someone who was constantly chasing what she didn't have, always thinking the grass was greener elsewhere. It's a complicated memory, but one that stuck with me. Story 3. Back when I was about 23, I constantly flirted with my boss to get a promotion. One day I came with an extra tight shirt on. I was a lot more buff back then, and went to her office to ask her a question about something, although really, I wanted to see if he would finally bang me for that promotion. While she was talking to me, I slowly unbuttoned my top shirt every few seconds to the point where my tips were almost showing. She stopped mid-sentence and asked, "What shirt size are you? That shirt seems extremely tight." I told her what size I was, and she said that she had a bunch of her husband's shirts I could use. It was actually an excuse to have me take my shirt off. I pulled my shirt off, and she told me to come over to her, and she basically started to lick my abs. She hadn't made a romantic gesture yet, so this was really weird. She pushed me onto the table and kissed my chest and abs for a full 2 minutes. It was insanely hot to me and to her, I assume, and I was ready to actually do it with her. I tried reaching down to kiss her and she said, "Oh, I would never cheat on my husband like that," and kicked me out for even asking. She fired me 4 days later. Story 4. Way back when I was starting my IT career and went for an interview as support admin, fancy word for help desk agent, for a big ISP at the time. The manager was quite a striking woman. On her 40s, long blonde hair, blue eyes, massive jugs, and wore one of those tight blazer and skirt outfits that you commonly see reproduced ad nauseum on big companies. She started by doing a very professional interview, asked a ton of questions about my background, the almost non-existent professional one at the time, and cleared me on how much of a responsibility my position would be, how I'd be the face of the company, and all those shenanigans that make me yawn nowadays every time someone is throwing those lines at some poor new hire. Then it got definitely interesting. She started asking a bunch of standard questions about myself, like if I had a car, was flexible with schedules, working night shifts now and then, and if I was married. After I told her that I had a girlfriend and we were living with our parents until we had enough cash to buy an apartment and move in together, she asks me if I was willing to do some extra work to improve my pay and advance my career. And while doing this, she literally stood up and sat herself on the edge of a second desk placed on the side of her office and pulled her skirt up. She explained that she had helped numerous new hires before me this way, and that if I had a bit of a brain and kept quiet, I could have gone very far and high up in the chain in very little time. Okay, now I must confess that I'm not exactly a saint and I like to indulge myself in the numerous pleasures that life provides us with, but for some stupid reason and despite the fact that my dong was all ready and screaming for me to release him and dive headlong in between, I kind of stood up and all I could say was, "Oh, no thank you." Now I still remember the look on her face, totally matter of fact about it. She just said that it was a shame but okay. My loss, and we left it at that. I went home and soloed like a madman and got myself thinking if I should tell my girlfriend about it. Told her eventually, and she believed me. She worked for another company in the same field, and there were rumors about some of the people hired over there. Best thing was she knew I was telling the truth because I didn't get hired. Story 5. There was a time when I unknowingly benefited at work because I was hooking up with my boss. I didn't realize the full extent of it until everything came crashing down and I got laid off. Here's how it all happened. I was 20 at the time, working at a call center doing tech support, and my boss was in her early 30s. She was the manager of our team, smart, confident, and honestly, really attractive. I had a bit of a crush on her, and it seemed like the feeling was mutual. We'd flirt a little now and then, but nothing out of the ordinary compared to how I joked around with some of the customer service girls, though the only other tech support girl on the team was off-limits. She had a girlfriend. One day, we had a team lunch planned, and she asked me to help her pick up the food. I was just excited to get out of taking calls for a bit, so I happily agreed. It wasn't until much later that I realized we'd left the office a whole 2 hours before lunch was supposed to start. At the time, I didn't think much of it. We got into her car, and on the way, she mentioned needing to stop by her house to grab something. I didn't think anything of it and just went along. When we got to her place, I casually asked, "What do you need to grab here?" Her response? Laid. Before I could even process what was happening, she practically jumped on me. I won't lie, it was amazing. I liked her a lot, too, and had no idea she'd orchestrated the whole thing just to get me alone at her house. Honestly, she didn't need to go through all that. If she just asked me to hang out after work, I would have said yes in a heartbeat. I had a crush on her but never acted on it because I figured she was way out of my league. From that point on, we started hooking up regularly, keeping it a secret because she was my boss. As a 20-year-old dork getting laid by someone I thought was incredible, I wasn't complaining. Things seemed fine until one night when we were drunk and in the middle of hooking up, she suddenly started crying. It caught me off guard. Through her sobs, she said, "Why am I so terrible that the only way I can get a guy is by being his boss and making him sleep with me?" I was stunned and tried to reassure her. I told her, "I'm not with you because you're my boss. You're amazing and absolutely gorgeous." And she really was, short with an hourglass figure, a little thick in all the right places. "You're not making me do anything. I've liked you for months. The only reason I didn't ask you out was because I didn't want to make things weird at work. That's when she started confessing all the things she'd done at work to keep me close and make my life better. Apparently, I was making more money than anyone else on the team by a significant margin. I had the best desk, which other people were jealous of, though I didn't care. And I had even been on a few layoff lists that she'd personally removed me from. She mentioned that someone had filed a complaint about me for calling their idea fucking stupid, but she trashed it without a second thought. It was a lot to take in. I told her to stop doing all of that. None of it mattered to me.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
I liked her for who she was, not because of what she could do for me at work. I even said that if I lost my job, I'd just find another one, and we wouldn't have to sneak around anymore. But looking back, I think all those things she did were tied to why she was attracted to me in the first place. It felt like she enjoyed being in control and felt more confident because of the influence she had over my work life. When she realized I didn't care about any of it and didn't feel indebted to her, things changed. Not long after that, she ended it. The next time layoffs came around, my name was on the list and just like that, I was gone. Story 6. So, I was in the second year of undergrad. I had this female teacher who was around 40 years old. On my first final, they were individual oral exams. She called my name last after everyone had left. It was night 2. As I came in, she greeted me normally, put an A in the grading sheet or whatever, and started small talk with me. It was really weird. I don't remember what exactly the small talk was about, but then she said out of nowhere, "You're really smart. I like that." I didn't think much of it and just said thank you, wondering what the heck was happening. Before I could say anything else, she stood up and kissed me. At this moment, I'd like to say that I kissed back and that I was super cool about it, but no, I kind of panicked. She said, "Don't worry, nothing is gonna happen," and kissed me again and started foreplay. We hooked up after that. Now this was all well and good, I had a good time, but I had her every year till graduation after that, and the problem was that around the first time it happened I was dating a girl, and I was planning to make it serious and ask her to be my girlfriend. Now, I went the next week for another final, and the same thing happened even if this one was written. She asked me to stay after the exam. At this point I wanted to reject her and tell her about my soon-to-be girlfriend, and she looked at me and said in a threatening tone, "I gave you a 10, A in Argentinian grading, don't disappoint me." After a couple of months this thing went on and my to-be girlfriend asked why we were not an official couple yet, so I explained. I told her I really liked her, but I can't be exclusive because I don't know what would happen to me if I said no to this woman. She was kinda crazy. She took it really bad, but a couple of days after she called me and said she was okay with it. So, I basically became involved with her with the consent of my girlfriend. The professor was hot, 7-8, so it's not like I had a bad time or anything. Ironically, she taught me more about intimate relations than computer science. Also, I got straight A's in all of her courses, 5 total. People never suspected anything, probably because I'm shy and not very confident. Now thanks to my good grades, I was accepted in UWO, and I'm doing my master's. So, the story has a happy ending, I guess. Story 7. About 7 years ago, when I was in high school, we had a choir teacher in his late 20s who became the talk of the school. He was well-liked, and many of the girls in choir seemed completely smitten with him. They'd constantly gush about how attractive he was and joke about how much they admired him. To me, though, he seemed like a normal, professional teacher. I didn't think much of the attention he received because I wasn't particularly involved in choir or paying much attention to all the chatter. I did, however, share a math class with one of the girls from the choir, and she often talked about him. She'd mention how good-looking he was and make comments that went beyond a simple admiration of his teaching. I mostly ignored it, assuming it was just teenage infatuation or playful exaggeration. But then one day, in the middle of class, she blurted out, I hooked up with Mr. M. Naturally, I didn't believe her and responded, "No way, you're making that up." She looked at me and said, "I swear I did." At that moment, it hit me that what she was saying might actually be true. It was hard to process. I suddenly had this piece of information that felt far too serious for me to know what to do with. The fact that he was her teacher and a relationship like that was completely inappropriate and a blatant abuse of his position. Things escalated a couple of weeks later when her best friend revealed that she had also been involved with Mr. M. That revelation led to a huge fallout between the two girls, and it was clear that jealousy and resentment had started to build between them. The situation spiraled out of control when one of them attempted to blackmail him, threatening to expose everything unless he complied with her demands. At that point, the truth came out, and the consequences hit like a tidal wave. It turned out that Mr. M was engaged during all of this, which only added another layer of betrayal to the situation. He ended up losing his job and ruining what it seemed like a promising career. His personal life unraveled as well, and it became clear that his poor decisions had completely derailed both his professional and personal future. Story 8. Back in the late 90s, I landed a job as a phone agent for a distribution and import company. My role was straightforward, taking incoming orders, and it paid $22,000 a year. Not long after I started, I began an intimate relationship with the owner, who was married. I was a young, gay man, and while it wasn't a situation I had planned, it quickly became a regular thing. About a month into the job, the marketing director announced she was pregnant and planned to leave her position once her baby arrived to become a stay-at-home mom. The owner promoted me to her assistant so I could learn the role, gave me a raise to $35,000, and when she left 7 months later, I stepped into her position with another bump in salary, this time to $58,000. Over the next 5 years, I continued my relationship with the owner, and it remained a regular part of my work life. By the time I left the company, I was earning $70,000. While the circumstances were unconventional, it undeniably shaped my career progression during that time. Fast forward to now, life is very different. I'm married to a great guy, went back to college and earned my PhD. These days, I spend my time reading, writing, and enjoying life, often while getting high. It's a far cry from those days in the office, but I've come to appreciate the journey that brought me here. Story 9. When I was in my first year of pre-med, I was doing pretty well academically. One of my professors, a 55-year-old bio instructor, caught my attention. She was incredibly attractive to me, despite the age gap. I was 22 at the time. The story took an unexpected turn on St. Patrick's Day during one of our longer labs, which involved some significant downtime. This was a 5-hour lab, and after starting a cell culture and finishing up with our notes, my lab partner and I had about 2.5 hours to kill before we needed to return. We decided to head to the campus bar and ended up splitting two pitchers of green beer. By the time I got back to the lab, I was a little tipsy. Not overly drunk, but enough to feel the effects. At 6 feet 5 inches and 240 pounds, it took a fair bit to really affect me, but I was definitely not sober. When I walked in, I noticed my professor sitting at her lab table, engrossed in a book. Emboldened by the alcohol, I started flirting with her. My lab partner looked like he wanted to drag me away, probably worried she'd get upset about us drinking before lab work. To my surprise, she started flirting back. Seizing the moment, I asked her if she wanted to join us at the campus bar after the lab. She declined, saying it wouldn't be appropriate for her to be seen there with students, but she suggested we go to a different bar nearby instead. Later that evening, we ended up at the other bar, where she bought us a few rounds. After a couple of drinks, we took a cab back to her place. One thing led to another, and we ended up sleeping together. The next morning, I woke up to the sounds of people in the house. Apparently, her family had decided to stop by for breakfast. Feeling a bit awkward, I wandered into the dining room and sat down. Everyone seemed confused about who I was until she walked in, kissed me, and introduced me. It was definitely a strange moment. There was a lot of awkward silence, but honestly, I didn't care much. This continued for a while. We had a bit of a fling, and it didn't seem to interfere with class. I ended up receiving an A+ in the course, but when I went back to review my work later, it looked like my grades were more in the range of AB+ or A-. In hindsight, the whole situation was a wild mix of excitement and awkwardness, but it's one of those stories you don't forget. Story 10. At my previous university, there was a professor in his early 50s who had a disturbing pattern of dating and sleeping with his PhD students, most of whom were in their mid-20s. It wasn't exactly the typical sleeping with the boss to get ahead scenario you might expect. Instead, it felt more like a creepy older man preying on his much younger, often vulnerable employees, many of whom seemed to have unresolved father issues. The The professor's relationships with his students seemed to go beyond professional boundaries, with one of the women eventually becoming his wife. They even had children together, though the unsettling part was that she remained his PhD student throughout the entire time, continuing her research under his supervision until the very day she earned her degree. I didn't interact much with their research group, but I can't imagine it was an easy or comfortable environment to work in. The relation between them always felt off, and I could see how it might create an awkward, even toxic, atmosphere for those involved. The university, unfortunately, was aware of the situation but chose not to intervene, as all parties were technically consenting adults. Despite that, the whole thing left a bad taste in my mouth, and I couldn't help but wonder how many students might have felt pressured or uncomfortable but didn't feel they had a way to speak out. Story 11. When I was in high school, my older cousin moved into our house. It wasn't long before he started a relationship with my math teacher, which was a strange situation all around. Not only did it feel awkward to know they were involved, but things started to shift for me in ways I hadn't expected. Suddenly, I went from being a C student in her class to an A student practically overnight. My grades seemed to improve with little effort, and it quickly became apparent that my cousin's relationship with my teacher was more than just a coincidence. As the end of the school year drew closer, my cousin mentioned that he was planning to break up with her. I knew that meant my grades would likely slip back to where they had been, and I really didn't want that to happen, especially with finals coming up. So, I found myself begging him to keep the relationship going just a little longer, until the end of the school year. He reluctantly agreed and kept it going for a few more weeks, and true to my hope, I ended up finishing with an A in the class. Looking back, I can't believe how strange and kind of messed up the whole situation was, but at the time, I was just grateful for the boost in my grades. My cousin was a good sport about it, and I suppose you could say he did me a solid, keeping things going long enough for me to finish strong. Story 12. I was a high school sophomore when I had a summer fling with my soccer coach, who was 23 at the time. While we never actually slept, but we did pretty much everything else. We thought we were being discreet about it, but things definitely caught up with us. His contract wasn't renewed the following year, and when I returned to school, I could tell students were whispering about what had happened. Looking back, I can see that he was incredibly sweet and kind to me during that time. But now, with the perspective of being an adult, I realized just how inappropriate the whole situation was. There was something deeply wrong about him wanting to get involved with someone who was barely 18. Story 13. During my junior year of college, I had this teaching assistant for an upper-level econ class I was barely passing. It was a required class for my major, and I really wanted to do well in it. One day, I decided to go to his office hours to talk about it. As we were discussing my struggles in the class, I somehow found the courage to make a bold move. I put my hand on him and asked if he'd consider bumping up my grade a little. For a moment, he just stood there silent, and I was sure he was going to report me. But then, to my surprise, we started making out. It didn't go much further that day, but we exchanged numbers, and what followed was a full-on friends with benefits situation that lasted the whole year, even after the class ended. I haven't spoken to him in almost 5 years now, but honestly, it was a win-win situation. Oh, and I ended up with an A in the class, so mission accomplished. Looking back, I realized that while I was in his office, he had flirted with me a little, even though he was in the closet at the time. I'll admit it was a bold move on my part, and I've never done anything like that since. In fact, I now work in HR for a large company and have even had to fire someone for doing something similar with a direct report. Call me a hypocrite if you want, but hey, I've learned a lot since then. Story 14. I often think about a particular experience from high school that had a profound impact on me. It was in the 70s, and I developed a deep admiration for one of my teachers. I was his student aide, so we spent a lot of time together. It all started during my junior year when I began assisting him in class, which also earned me school credits. He was very professional, keeping a watchful eye on me, and always maintained boundaries. During the summer, I dated an older man, and by the time senior year started, I was no longer as inexperienced as I had been before. I was assigned to study hall, which I found uninteresting, so I asked my teacher if I could return to assisting him in his class, as he had free periods during that time. He agreed, and we spoke privately about my feelings. I confessed that I had developed deep affection for him over the past year. He was understanding but reminded me that he was married, which I hadn't fully considered. We both knew the situation was complicated, but he helped me return to his class as a student aide. Despite everything, I continued to focus on my studies and finished my senior year with high honors. Story 15. I took an elective class in college, not a required one, where I ended up sleeping with my professor. Afterward, I stopped attending class, but still managed to get an A, as did my friends who took the class with me. We never dated but continued a casual relationship for over 8 years. There were some awkward moments along the way, but now that we've stopped being intimate, we're really good friends. She lives across the country now and frequently calls me for advice on work, school, and relationships because she knows I'll give her honest feedback. Overall, it turned out well, and I gained a lifelong friend. Edit. For those curious, I don't have some crazy story about how I pulled it off. It wasn't that complicated. She was a new professor from out of state, and honestly, she was stunning. I didn't think much of it because I figured she was out of my league. One night, about halfway through the semester, I ran into her at a bar with friends. We had a quick chat, and after a few drinks, she looked me in the eye and said, "You know I have a huge crush on you, right?" I had no idea, but that was all I needed to hear. Game on. Story 16. I excelled in my freshman English class because my professor seemed to have a thing for me. I was 18, and she was around 25. She always wore skirts and flip-flops, and honestly, she was pretty cute. One day, she called me into her office and said there was a student in class she was interested in, like, in a more personal way. Being the awkward 18-year-old that I was, I started guessing some of the guys in class, but she told me it wasn't any of them. She didn't exactly say it was me, but she was sitting really close, giving me some major, come-hither vibes, and even mentioned where she lived. And yet, I did nothing. I just awkwardly left her office and went back to class as if nothing happened. She kept flirting and dropping hints, but I never made a move. I remember turning in a paper I had barely finished before it was due, and when I went to print it, my ink ran out halfway through. I handed in a barely readable 5-page paper, and somehow, she gave me an A. Looking back, I still cringe at how clueless I was. Story 17. At my old job at a tech company, I had a boss who was known for being a bit unconventional in how she operated, both personally and professionally. One day, completely out of the blue, she asked me if I'd like to go away with her for the weekend. The offer wasn't explicitly inappropriate, but the tone of the conversation and the way she asked made it clear that this wasn't just a casual work retreat. I politely declined, thinking it was better to keep my professional and personal life separate, even though the situation felt a bit awkward. Not long after that, one of my buddies at work, who was always quick to seize an opportunity, caught wind of her interest. Before I knew it, he had started hooking up with her. At first, I didn't think much of it and figured it was none of my business, but things started to make a lot more sense during our next round of raises. I was given a modest 2% annual raise, which was standard for most employees. My buddy, however, somehow walked away with a jaw-dropping 20% raise. It was pretty clear that their relationship had worked in his favor. Looking back, I couldn't help but laugh at the situation. While I don't necessarily regret maintaining my boundaries, a part of me can't help but wonder if I should have said yes to her invitation. Who knows how my career trajectory at that company might have changed? While I don't think it's right to mix personal relationships with professional advancement, seeing my friend reap the benefits of their arrangement definitely made me question my decision at the time. Story 18. About 10 years ago, I worked in a warehouse where my job was easily the most physically demanding. I was constantly hauling around 130-pound products by hand, which left me pretty jacked after just a few months on the job. Interestingly, my role was fully automated at every other warehouse the company owned, but I stayed on because I was outperforming the robots in efficiency and accuracy, and, it seemed, the office manager didn't mind watching me work. One day, towards the end of my shift, she asked if I could help her move some heavy equipment in her office. I didn't think much of it and agreed. My shoulder had been bothering me that day from all the lifting, and I guess she noticed because when I finished, she mentioned she used to be a massage therapist. She offered to help ease the tension in my shoulder. At the time, it sounded innocent enough, so I didn't see any harm in saying yes. The first couple of minutes were pretty normal, just her working on my shoulder, but then her hands suddenly drifted south. It was clear her intentions weren't professional. She was reasonably attractive, and since we were the only ones left in the building, I decided to go with the flow. One thing led to another, and, well, let's just say we ended up taking full advantage of the privacy. A few days later, I was surprised to find out I'd been given a $3 an hour raise, despite the company being in the middle of a pay freeze that had been in place for months. Her reasoning? Apparently, I was beating the robots, which wasn't untrue, but it was clear the raise had other motivations behind it. On top of that, she started giving me extra paid days off each month, claiming it was to help me recover from the strain on my shoulder. From then on, we hooked up a few times a week, usually after hours when the warehouse was empty. I wasn't complaining. It felt like a win-win at the time. I got paid more, had extra time off, and had a physical relationship with someone who clearly enjoyed my company. Story 19. When I was in college, I worked at a small, family-owned restaurant. The manager was the owner's wife, and she eventually started coming on to me. One thing led to another, and we began hooking up regularly. At first, it seemed like a great deal for me. She gave me all the perks. I could call out whenever I wanted, leave early, and always got the best tables and shifts. I got free food, unlimited smoke breaks, and basically anything I asked for. Of course, this didn't sit well with my coworkers. Most of them hated me for getting preferential treatment. I was young and stupid, and even though she was married, I didn't think much about the consequences at the time. She was attractive, and I didn't see it as a long-term thing. I knew we weren't going to end up together, so I didn't think it was a big deal. Things got messy when I met someone my own age at school and started dating her. As soon as that happened, the manager completely lost it. She became unhinged and fired me over some petty excuse that I can't even remember now. The real reason was obvious. She couldn't handle seeing me with someone else. After that, things got even worse. She kept texting and calling me for months, showing up at my apartment uninvited a few times. At one point, she even lied and claimed she was pregnant, which thankfully turned out to be false. She crossed the line when she showed up at my new job during my first week, caused a massive scene, and almost got me fired. Looking back, the whole situation was a disaster waiting to happen. While the perks were nice for a while, the aftermath wasn't worth it. Overall, I'd rate the experience a solid 4 out of 10. Definitely wouldn't recommend. Story 20. I work in a predominantly male workplace, and while this isn't my story, it involves my roommate, who is currently navigating through this situation. Let's call her B. She started at our workplace about 2 years ago, and right from the start, something seemed unusual. She was young, barely legal, had no prior experience in this line of work, yet managed to secure one of the better positions right off the bat. To add to the mystery, she stayed in that position despite the fact that our raises and opportunities are typically tied to skill level, performance, and versatility on the line. While the rest of us have to prove ourselves in multiple roles to earn raises, B seemed to get raises frequently despite only knowing one task and not being particularly great at it. It didn't take long for rumors to start. Most of us assumed she was involved with our supervisor, who's married and at least twice her age. Nothing was confirmed, but the raises kept coming, her attendance and accountability were rarely questioned, and she seemed immune to the rules the rest of us had to follow. Naturally, this rubbed everyone the wrong way, and some coworkers treated her poorly, trying to pressure her into quitting. Fast forward to about 8 months ago, and things changed. B's alleged relationship with our supervisor ended, and since then, he's been trying to get her fired. He's scrutinizing her work and looking for any excuse to let her go. The twist? B kept documentation of their relationship and has made it clear she'll send it to both his wife and upper management if he succeeds in firing her. Because of this leverage, her position at work is essentially untouchable. She continues to earn a salary well above her skill level, and while her situation has caused a lot of tension, it has undeniably worked out for her. Edit. I want to clarify that while I don't personally agree with the choices B made, she's still my friend. Should she have been involved with the boss? Probably not. But does that make her a terrible person? I don't think so. It's important to remember that it takes two people to create this kind of situation. Neither B nor our supervisor have mistreated the rest of us, and while the situation is messy and unprofessional, I don't think either of them deserves to lose their livelihoods over it. I just hope they can both move forward. Edit 2. For clarity, we don't work in a corporate or office environment. This is a slaughterhouse, a factory job. B's position may be less physically demanding than some, but it's not as though she took anyone else's job. The only qualifications needed to work here are a high school diploma and a clean record without violent offenses. Story 21. I worked at a bank for barely more than minimum wage at the time, and life was tough. We were struggling in a way that made you question how you'd make it through. Picture dumpster dinners and enduring the brutal upper Midwest winters without heat. That was our reality. One day, the bank president noticed me walking around the office in nothing but my socks. He immediately pointed out how filthy they were. I started to apologize, but before I could say much, he cut me off and asked how long I'd been wearing them. In that moment, thinking I had nothing left to lose and probably already in deep trouble, I told him the truth. It had been 3 days. To my surprise, he offered me $50 for them. It was an odd and somewhat humiliating moment, but with no other way to make ends meet, I took the offer. From that day on, for the rest of my time at the bank, I made an extra $50 a week selling my dirty socks to him. It wasn't much, but it helped us get by in those rough times. Story 22. I slept with a doctor for free medical care. When I was 20, I was working as a bartender, just trying to get by. One of my regulars was a surgeon, and we would chat from time to time when she came in. One day, I got into a minor accident and broke my arm. At the time, I didn't have insurance, and being young, dumb, and broke, I figured I could handle it on my own. I fashioned a makeshift splint and went to work the next day, thinking I could push through it. Later that night, my surgeon friend came in. She noticed my arm and immediately asked me what had happened. I explained the whole situation to her, how I had broken my arm and tried to tough it out. Without skipping a beat, she gave me her office address, told me to come in the next day at a specific time, and said, "We'll take care of you, and you can make it up to me when you're better." The next day, I went to her office, and what followed was nothing short of world-class treatment at the best hospital in the city, all for free. It was more than just the care for my arm. It led to a 2-year relationship with her, a surgeon who had a huge impact on my life in more ways than one. Looking back, I have no regrets. It was a wonderful experience, and it gave me the kind of care and connection I'll never forget. Story 23. I had a thing for my manager, and we did a lot of flirting before one day. I finally kissed him, and things escalated from there. We slept together, and after that, he started giving me better tasks. Things like doing resets, stocking shelves, pretty much anything that got me out from behind the cash register. Eventually, I found out he had a girlfriend. She was kept a secret because they worked together, and she was one of the day supervisors I didn't interact with much. She found out about us, and I ended things with him. I ended up transferring to a store far away. Even then, she started calling me at my new store, crying and blaming me for breaking them up, calling me a horrible person. The last I heard, they got married but eventually divorced because he cheated on her with another coworker. Now, they're back together, working for different companies and at different stores. Story 24. My old boss weighed over 600 pounds, so whenever he traveled, he refused to fly and preferred to drive instead. On one of his road trips, he brought along a very attractive girl from our packaging department, along with the supervisor of another department. They were scheduled to drive from Southern California to Tennessee and back, planning to be gone for a few weeks. After just 4 days, the young girl suddenly returned to the warehouse, packed up her things, and left without saying a word to anyone. About a week later, my former boss and the other supervisor came back early from the trip as well. There was no explanation, which naturally left everyone with a lot of unanswered questions. It wasn't long before we found out my boss had been sued for SA. He ended up settling out of court, and the young girl walked away with a substantial payout. The whole thing left everyone feeling disgusted, and rumors quickly spread. To get the full story, I took the other supervisor out for drinks, and he eventually opened up. Turns out, the young girl had set my boss up perfectly. She knew exactly what she was doing from the start. As soon as they hit the road, she started flirting with him, making comments about how his wife would let him travel with a much younger girl for weeks. Eventually, she pushed him to the point where he made a move. At that moment, she caused a scene in front of people at a restaurant, shouting about how inappropriate his behavior was and demanding to go home immediately. She played him like a pro, and it worked out exactly as she'd planned. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.